for him, Lima, Papa, and monitoring.
KG4 PFI. I thought I heard you in there, KG4 PFI.
4 ULP.
Good afternoon, how are you today, KG4 PFI?
Good evening, and I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Better, I just got out of the hospital. Had a little problem, had to do some surgery on me, but I'm recuperating.
Good, you're recovering. Nicely, so what vehicle, your name?
Try it again.
Your name again?
Name's Don, D-O-N, Don.
You know, still I'm trying to remember call signs and, put them with names still.
Yeah, I've talked to you before. You got me in your logbook. I think I started talking to you right after you got your license.
Oh, in here somewhere in my log. Not sure where, but, okay, yes, there you are. KG4PFI. Yeah, I knew I had you in here.
Yeah, I know. I remember talking to you when you was first started your log, I think, trying to get as many as you could there, but I don't get on the radio very often. Every once in a while, I do check in on the net at night at 9 o'clock, but here lately, I'm in and out of the hospital. I just haven't been able to do too much.
I tried to, get on the radio every day, but I haven't checked into the net that much because normally when they start the net, I'm in bed.
Listen to the swamp net?
I've not stayed up that late.
After Gary gets through calling everything, I used to call that myself some years back, and I talked Gary into taking it over, and I called it for about 2 years, and then I had some things I had to get done, and I couldn't be there every night at 9 o'clock, so Gary was so good to take it over, and he does a super job.
You know, maybe someday I'd, like to call a net. I'm not sure, though, but do you have to be a member of the club to be able to call the net?
Negative. You don't have to be a member of the club.
Because, I probably couldn't call this net, but there's another net around that's every night at goes, I think, to 8:30 to 9, Maybe during the summer, if I could. I think it's run by the Anderson Radio Club. Maybe just happen to run that net. I don't know yet.
I know the club has changed some rules. I don't know what all they have done because I'm not participating in it right now. And I know that back when I was sitting, I was one of the board members years ago, and I know we were trying to peek out everything and make it better, and we changed some rules and stuff, and but I don't know what they've done here lately.
Yeah, sure, because, I'm not a member of the club. In fact, I'm not a member of any club yet, and, all I know is that, for one thing, they want now the picture ID. That's the only reason I know that is because they announced it over the air.
A lot of things have changed recently, or I don't know how long back, but there's a number of things they've changed, I know, because I listen in a little bit, but I'm not a member right now. My membership lapsed when I was in the hospital some time back, and I couldn't get I never did renew my membership, but maybe one day they'll feel that I'm good enough to come back, but right now there's no way I'm coming back because physically I can't do it.
I'm thinking about, since my dad's getting his radio license, we'll probably end up joining a club, but what kind of club would you suggest joining?
I've been a member, too, is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club.
So what do they, what's their, like, goal, or, because I know the Greer Club, you know, pretty much focuses on long-distance HF communication, so what does the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society focus on?
Like I said, I haven't been to a meeting in quite a while, a long time, but they always have topics that they bring up in the meeting, and there's a lot of things that they talk about that's interesting. And like I said, I don't know what they're doing right now because I'm not involved in it. But like I said, there's other clubs around. I don't know how they function or how they operate. But the one that I belonged to at that time was the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. And there was a man called Ray Allison. He used to be the NIP manager. And he and I got to be good friends, and he passed away here not too long ago, and I kind of miss him. But I don't want to tie this radio up with somebody else might be wanting to talk or whatever. And my wife just hollered at me, and I got to go in there and see what she's wanting. I can't hardly get up off the couch here. They ain't took the staples out of me yet and the stitches and stuff. I'm moving kind of slow. Hope to talk to you again. This is KG4PFI. This is Don, and I'll be clear.
7-3, and have a good rest of your evening. And this is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear, but listening.